last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to the IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm your humble host, Zainab Askari. Dear listeners, as you know, we had been discussing in this program about Imam Mehdi. We'll be discussing a very interesting topic, that is the responsibilities of the lovers of Imam. Is it enough to love Imam, or do we have some responsibilities on our shoulders? So on that note, today in our studio, we have with us a researcher on Islamic sciences, Dr. Ali Alavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Very warm welcome to our program, The Last Savior. We had been talking with you about the responsibilities of believers towards Imam. First was knowing Imam, which you expanded in the previous lectures. Then you said knowing about the status of Imam, which we had been talking about and we have not completed yet. Now, I would want you to explain, is there any more hadiths, any more narrations that expand the concept of knowing the status of Imam?
We refer to some important hadith from the Holy Prophet ﷺ when he said that we seven people from the sons of Abdul Muttalib are the masters of the paradise. Then I refer to that hadith that he mentions himself, Hamza, Sayyid al-Shahada, Ali ibn Abi Talib, Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, Hasanayn, and Mahdi alayhim salam. The next hadith that I want to refer to is from Imam Ali alayhi salam, that Imam says that فَهُوَ فِي الذَّرْوَ مِنْ قُرَيْشِ وَالشَّرَفِ مِنْ هَاشِمْ وَالْبَقِيَةَ مِنْ إِبْرَاهِيمِ. Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is the highest among the Quraysh and the most respected one from the Bani Hashim, the only one who was left from the descendant of Ibrahim. See, Imam Ali alayhi salam defines Mahdi that he's the highest, the most respected from the Quraysh dynasty. Or he's the most respected from the Bani Hashim. From Quraysh, then he comes, make it special and makes it from Bani Hashim and then from the descendant of Ibrahim alayhi salam.
Making it special and from special
Let's say pure lineage that he's referring to defy that Imam alayhi salam.
Right.
I mean, they were pure from the pure ones, pure from the purest. Imam Rida alayhi salam again in another hadith says that يَكُونُ أَعْلَمَ النَّاسِ وَأَحْكَمَ النَّاسِ وَأَتْقَ النَّاسِ وَأَحْلَمَ النَّاسِ وَأَشْجَعَ النَّاسِ وَأَسْخَ النَّاسِ. See how beautiful Imam alayhi salam says that he is the most knowledgeable of the people. Imam Rida alayhi salam, describing Imam Mahdi. He is the most knowledgeable of people, the wisest of the people, the most pious of the people. He is the most patient among the people, and he is the most merciful among the people. And at the same time, he is the one who worships the most among the people. And this is the way that Imam Rida alayhi salam actually defines and describes Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So this person, this Imam, is going to be the Imam that we are waiting for. First, we understood about the necessity of an Imam in our beliefs, in Ma'rifat al-Imam. Now, about Imam Zaman himself, who is this person? What is his rank? What is his position? What is his greatness? And we actually refer to the hadith from the words of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, from the Prophet, from Imam Ali alayhi salam, Imam brother, that who this Mahdi is. We are waiting for such a personality.
All right, and the lineage that you discussed here was such a pure lineage who have been tested time to time and whose status has been increased, and we have so many verses in Quran regarding that. So when we see that Imam is from this lineage, in itself, again, describes the position. Thank you so much. You really shed a very beautiful light on knowing the status of Imam, and we clearly differentiated it what is the difference between knowing Imam itself and then knowing the status and position of Imam. The listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
One more responsibility that you touched in the previous episodes was to cling to wilaya.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Wilaya of Ahlul Bayt or guardianship of Ahlul Bayt is of two types. First, let's see what the wilaya mean. Wilaya means guardianship or mastership, that they have a sort of guardianship on us. And it is of two types. Wilaya al-Takwini, what we translated as developmental guardianship, and also wilaya al-Tashri'i. That is legislative guardianship. What is the difference between these two types of
guardianship?
From the first, this guardianship actually comes from the spiritual status that they have on us, from the status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to them. They have introduced those status to us by the other imams or other, let's say, Elia imams. So Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, Imam of the age, has a sort of wilaya on us. One aspect of this wilaya is takwin, is a developmental. That is, it comes from the highest spiritual status that he has. The next one, which is legislative, that is that from the official appointment position that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to him, that he has been appointed as the imam. Because imam has been appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not by even anybody else. Because we might say, okay, he has been appointed by the Prophet. No, he has been introduced by the Prophet. He has been
all
appointed
right.
by God, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
All right.
So whatever the Prophet says, وَمَا يَنْتَقَ عَنِ الْهَوَى, whatever the Prophet says is not from himself.
Himself, we have this
it's from Allah.
وَمَا يَنْتَقَ عَنِ الْهَوَى
إِنْهُ أَلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى.
True.
Whatever he says is revelation coming from
True.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and him. So when we're talking about this sort of filaya, that is, we are officially asked to follow this person as the imam of our age, as the imam that we are to follow. So there is one status, one wilaya, one guardianship due to the greatness of his spirit, greatness of his taqwa, virtue, piety. The second is due to the official appointment that he was appointed as the leader of the Islamic Ummah
True.
By the Holy Prophet. And at the time of his occultation, and there are some hadith that even the duty of the duty man at the time of occultation has been clarified that they need to refer to deputies of imam at the time of occultation. So imam has a sort of guardianship over us. So we have to know that we have to refer to this guardianship as one of the duties that we have at the time of occultation.
True.
As people who are waiting for the imam. This guardianship has been also, again, referred to in the words of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, where Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, so Imam said, so how can we understand that this guardianship, this is an interpretation of me as a person? Or no, this is again something that has come to us to be known as one of the duties of the people at the time of occultation. No, it is Imam Sadiq that tells us. Imam Sadiq says, طُبَى لِشِيَعَتَنَا الْمُتَمَسَّكِينَ بِحَبْلِنَا فِي غَيْبَةِ قَائِمَنَا. Good for the followers of us, good for our followers, who at the time of occultation rely on the rope of our wilaya, our guardianship. And this guardianship was defined in two types again, that is developmental or legislative. Again, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in another hadith says that whoever at the time of occultation of our qa'im actually clings to our wilaya and he's steadfast and stands firm on our love and friendship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the reward of 1,000 shaheedan, 1,000 martyrs from the martyrs of Badr and Uhud.
All right.
Again, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that it will come a time to our followers that their imams and their, let's say, leader will be absent from them. He will absent in the sense that he cannot be seen, not he's absent in the sense that he has no presence.
He does not exist at all.
Yeah. Zurara asked Imam, what is the duty of people at that time, ya Imam? And Imam replied, يَتَمَسَّكُونَ بِالْأَمْرِ الَّذِي هُمْ عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ. Their duty is that to cling and to rely on the rope of their guardianship until he will come and he will arrive to them.
True.
So this is our next duty, to be relying on the rope of wilaya and guardianship of Imam. We know that we have a leader, we have a master, that our master has a sort of guardianship on us. And this guardianship is one from an official appointment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did. And again, as the, let's say, qualification that this person spiritually has to have wilaya on us.
True. Dr. Alavi, I'll be talking to you. We'll be continuing this topic. But here we need to take a short break. The listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
Hold me by your hand and please show me the way to be one of the pure and chosen companions, so that I can swear the oath of allegiance. I'll give everything that I love in God's name to avenge the blood of your grandfather Hussein. Every step of the way, my dream will come true. On my last breath, oh Master, I'll call out to you. O Light of Allah, you are my true guide. I'm waiting for you to die by your side.
Dear listeners, welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio and you're listening to the program The Last Savior. We have with us Dr. Alavi, who has been talking about the concept of wilaya today as one of the responsibility of believers. Dr. Alavi, you said wilaya or guardianship is of two types. It is developmental and legislative. And you shed light on some narrations. You explained some beautiful hadith here. And you discussed a lot of hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And those who rely on wilaya, you said, have the reward of martyrs. Now, you said that the next point that we have as a responsibility was waiting. How is waiting for Imam a responsibility?
One of the duties of the people at the time of the Ghiba is just to strengthen this concept of intidhar, that is waiting for the relief or for the advent of Imam inside there itself.
True.
You might say that this is not something that I have to do. Most of those points that we have even talked about earlier is not something to do with doing something or going somewhere.
That's not something practical.
Yeah. Just to revive it inside ourselves, to be waiting for the advent of Imam to come and for the reappearance of Imam. This concept is very important. You see, it is that important that the Holy Prophet, before the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, says what? أَفْضَلُ عَمَلِ أُمَّتِي انْتِظَارُ الْفَرَجِ مِنَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. That is the best act of worship, is to wait for the relief.
Worship.
This kind of worship. أَفْضَلُ عَمَلِ أُمَّتِي. This is among the acts of worship, to be waiting for a person who is going to come. Fortunately, this is a concept that can be seen in most of the Abrahamic religions, that they are waiting for a person, for a savior to come. From this angle, from this point, we have no difference with the other lesser religions. So, but we look at it as an act of worship here. When we are waiting for Imam Mahdi, it is as if that we are actually worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. Have you ever thought about that concept that, for example, in the month of Ramadan, we say that even the sleep of a person who is fasting is worship. So you are sleeping, how come it's worship? Yeah, even it's a sleep is worship. So even
is a concept like that, like waiting for Imam is considered as worship. This is very, very beautiful concept. This is a very great responsibility, I think. And inshallah, I'll be talking to you on that responsibility in our next episode. Thank you so much for
inshallah
being with us.
Thank you.
This is Zainab Askari with her whole team saying goodbye.